Okay, we're talking about the mitzvah of Chadash and Yashan. We had spoken of the opinions that hold that even nowadays and in Chutz Laretz, it may be an Isser D'Oraisa, forbidden min HaTorah, to partake of new grains until the Karban Omer, the day of the Karban Omer, passes by. But then there's a lot of people on the other side of the fence, great, big, tremendous Paiskim, who hold that nowadays there's little or no concern whatsoever for the din of Chadash and Yashan. So let's delve into that opinion a little bit before we move on to another topic. Mm-hmm. So it's actually this week's parsha that says that you're supposed to be careful about new grains. Chukas oilam l'dayroiseichem b'chol moishvoiseichem. This is a law for all your generations in all of your dwelling places. The simple reading of the pasuk suggests, like the Rishonim that we said before, it's not just Rishonim, it's based on Tanoim and Amoraim in the Gemara, b'chol moishvoiseichem, everywhere in all of your dwelling places, and for all your generations, this mitzvah of Chadash and Yashan applies. This is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnayos, and this is how the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh all paskin, b'chol moishvoiseichem, in all of your dwelling places, for all times, there's an Isser D'Oraisa of the new grains. According to these opinions, not only is it a Isser D'Oraisa, but even the Sveika D'Yoma that we have in Chutz Laretz, we have a 2-day Yom Tov, it would not become permitted to have the new grains until what we consider Vaday Chol HaMoed, our first day of Chol HaMoed, which is really the 3rd day of Pesach, because of the Sveika D'Oraisa. However, the Chachamim argue in Rebbe Eliezer, they hold B'chol Moish V'Zeichem just means once you settle down in Eretz Yisrael, meaning the first bunch of years that Klal Yisrael traveled into Eretz Yisrael, conquered the land and settled it, they were not yet required to hold by the dinim of Chadash and Yashan, only after they settled in the land of Eretz Yisrael. And there are many Paiskim that go with the Chachamim over Rebbe Eliezer, saying that Chadash and Yashan only apply in Eretz Yisrael itself. This gets a little bit complicated. This is based on Gemaras with Amoraim as well, where there's a Mishnah that states that all karbanos could be brought from grains and animals and things, whether from Eretz Yisrael or from Chutz La'aretz. But the Karban Omer can only be brought from grains that are grown in Eretz Yisrael itself. And in the Gemara, it seems like what the grains are being brought from in Eretz Yisrael for the Karban Omer, only those types of grains are actually restricted for the dinim of Chadash and Yashan. But if you're going to say that grains from all around the world are chayiv in Chadash and Yashan, those grains should be able to be used for the Karban Omer itself. And therefore, in the Gemara, it would seem that since you could only bring the Karban Omer from Eretz Yisrael grains, then it does not apply. The holding of Chadash and Yashan does not apply elsewhere. The bottom line is, there are many Paiskim that rule that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael itself. Some say that there's a din derabbanon in Chutz Laretz, and some say that the din derabbanon in Chutz Laretz only applies to surrounding areas around Eretz Yisrael, where there was some exchange of grains going back and forth, and there was a concern of Israeli grains going outside, and therefore they decreed upon the nearby areas that their grains also should be forbidden in case of mix-up. But further out in Europe, further out here in America, where there's no connection to the commerce of any new grains coming from Eretz Yisrael, there would be no concern, and it's not even a din d'rabbanan. There are many, many paiskim that weigh in on this. Again, from two ends of the spectrum, some saying that even in Chutz La'aretz nowadays it's d'oraisa, while many paiskim say that in Chutz La'aretz nowadays it is not even d'rabbanan. Some say it's even mutter gomer. Another point to bring in to be lenient on the dinim of Chadash and Yashan is the fact that there are opinions out there that say that the whole it's only forbidden if it's grain that was grown on Jewish property. See, even if you might say that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael and on Chutz La'aretz, great. But even if you're going to say it applies in Chutz La'aretz, there is an opinion that it's only if the grains were grown by Jews. But if it's a non-Jewish owned property, then it would be excluded from all of these dinim. And that again would play a big role in allowing our grains to be eaten even when they are Chadash. As an aside, I saw an interesting question that also comes up, and that would be, is it only limited to grains and toasted grains and bread made from it? What about whiskey that's made from grains? Is that also limited by and forbidden by the Dinim of Chadash, and you would have to wait for Yashan? I'm not sure how you'd get such fresh, brand new whiskey if it has to be aged and whatever to create the alcohol. But anyway, that also becomes a question if the Dinim of Chadash and Yashan apply to drinks or whiskey that is made from grains. The bottom line is, as we mentioned, there's a huge machlokes, the Arzarua, the Rebbe of the Maharam in Rutenberg. He comes out very strongly that it's perfectly permitted nowadays. We find that many people for many generations barely even heard of this and certainly didn't practice it, as we mentioned already in the first year. And therefore, they say that it seems like the general consensus is that it's not something to be terribly concerned about. Therefore, bottom line is, you go by your local Orthodox Pesach, but it certainly is something that is out there, and if it's easy to fulfill, why not? If it's extremely difficult, take it into consideration if it's something that you're up to keeping or not. The general psak halacha is that it is okay. It's certainly not something to go crazy about, and therefore, if you're able to fulfill it, great, and if not, not. Just a correction in last week's shiur, we said that if the grain was grown a third or whatever it is before Pesach, it depends on the grain that was planted 3 days and took root 3 days before Pesach. It does not depend on its growth of a third.